Here's the deal with search results. Everyone's are different. Now, you may have heard that President Trump spoke out on Twitter and complained that he did not like his search results on Google, saying that they were weighted against him. And you know that Google says it does not rank to serve a political agenda. And here are the facts. Now, anybody can game Google to tweak the results, but it's not easy and it will not last long because Google has a lot of really smart cookies working there. And everyone's search results are different based on geography, personal interests, time of day, and past searches. Now, I'd invite everyone to take the Trump Google Challenge and see what they come up with. But again, everyone's going to get a different result. So at 12:44 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, August 28th, I type Trump news into Google, and the top three news stories are from NBC News, New York Times, and CNN, which would be expected because these are three of the largest and most popular news operations. Google happens to be very secretive about just how its algorithm decides to put websites, news stories, videos, and images to the top of the search index, but several factors are pretty straightforward. The results are based in part on what Google has long called the PageRank system, an objective measure of the importance of web pages based on links to a website. Websites with lots of traffic and authority that link to a site could help it rise in the rankings. In other words, a link from usatoday.com would be worth more than, say, bobsblog.com. PageRank dates back to the original launch of Google in 1998. The company has since greatly evolved its ranking system as the web has grown and Google has evolved. Now most people sign into Google and get results that are tailored towards their local residence, past search history, and interests. Thus, readers of the Drudge Report and Fox News are more likely to see conservative publications, while fans of MSNBC and the Huffington Post will see stories targeting liberal readers. Now that said, the news results that show up at the top of the pages are not based on PageRank, I'm told, but suggested stories are selected by computer algorithms based on your past activity on Google, according to the company. To find the most relevant news stories, Google's algorithm looks for subjects and keywords that are trending, which often are Trump himself. Now, what do you think? Do you believe that Google's rankings are politically motivated? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening.